Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. The National Park Service celebrated its 100th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. And this week, President Obama added to that list of protected parks and monuments. He quadrupled the size of a marine park in Hawaii and designated the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument in Maine. If you're a Maine, you go in Maine, you know what Katahdin is. More than 300 million tourists visited the parks in 2015, and that is a 5% increase from the previous year. And Grand Canyon National Park alone hosted 5.5 million visitors. At the Grand Canyon, an increase in visitors also means, of course, more interest in development around the park. People want to develop Grand Canyon. Here to bring the good and the bad that could come with the development at the canyon is Roger Clark, Grand Canyon Program Director at the Grand Canyon Trust in Flagstaff, Arizona. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you, Ariel.
So what is the good news about development projects that want to bring more people and visitors to the Grand Canyon?
Well, certainly the economy is booming around tourism, and the canyon itself accounts for between $500 million and $1 billion a year in revenues. That's spread throughout the regional economy and elsewhere. So it's good for business. I think it's good for people in general to be able to come to, particularly to Grand Canyon, to get out of their self-centeredness and breathe and take a look at just the majesty of time. It's good to get out of your own self. And then I think it's good also in a way that the Park Service is trying to manage it at the park. By and large, they're doing a good job, but they have this competing mandate to both protect the park and allow for use and enjoyment. And at times, they don't always get it right. But again, I think it's because so much of the use is concentrated in less than 10% of the park. Mm-hmm. That's where most of the impact is. Of course, that creates congestion there. But that means much of the park is still available to explore on foot and to really experience the natural wonders and solitude and quiet of the park.
On the other hand, now there is a proposal called the Escalade that would build a tram to the bottom of the canyon. People really want to build. Tell me what that plan is.
Well, anytime something's this popular, people are going to want to try and make money on it. And this is another example of a idea to construct a tram from the eastern rim of the Grand Canyon on the Navajo Reservation down to the confluence of the Colorado River and Little Colorado River. So that would move about 10,000 people a day down to Riverside in the bottom of the canyon, and it would, I'm sure, be a profit maker and be very popular, but there's a danger of killing the golden goose. To take a very remote and completely undeveloped section of the canyon, which is very important to the Native American cultures around the canyon for many reasons, to develop that. So that's something that would penetrate into the park itself, and if it ever gets further than the proposal stage, would most surely wind up in court.
Does that involve building hotels and things for all the people?
Sort of like
turning it into a theme park.
Well, yeah, you have to understand the Grand Canyon is like a desert island, and for this to be built, it would require roads, electrical lines, water, sewage, the whole gamut of what it takes to manage that many people a day, and it would require lots of thinking ahead. That many people produce a lot of poop, and I haven't figured that out.
I get it. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Happy birthday to you, Roger.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to everybody in the National Park land. Roger Clark, Grand Canyon Program Director at the Grand Canyon Trust in Flagstaff, Arizona.